regardless of whether they do or not, they're going to find out. So, but hey, like I said, I'm happy for him. This obviously is something that he wants to do, and you know, so that's a good thing.
Excellent.
You're welcome. That's down the line. We got, you know, that's what, fourth game of the season. You know, a lot can happen up until then. So, if, you know, just since we are going to start speculating now, if it would be, yeah. I mean, obviously that would be a unique situation, having him being a teammate for so long. You know, but we'll have to see how it goes when and if the time comes.
Does anything surprise you regarding his retirement or unretirement? Or just the back and forth things that have gone on?
Brett's a special player. He always has been. You know, and so the ability to come back and decide he really wants to do that means that he's obviously feels like he can do that. So I think it's just a testament to his, from a player standpoint, I mean, that this is 17, 18, how many years? 19? You know, that's pretty fascinating. So you give him credit from that standpoint.
Did it ever affect you or the team? Do you think just his, indecision in some of those years, the last 5 years, kind of he's gone back and forth and didn't know?
Well, I think it kind of took on a life of its own. It just happened. You know, everyone realized how important he was to the organization, and sooner or later there was going to be an ending point. And so, you know, there's got to be stories, and that was always one of them.
Aaron, you were always trained not to hit him in a red jersey. The red jersey's off.
The red jersey will be off. If he's, you know, like I said, a lot of things could happen. So I just said to Mike, it'll be a unique situation if and when it happens.
The fact that he has missed training camp, you know, and he doesn't like it, but, you know, you yourself, you're a hard worker, you go through training camp. How do players feel about, you know, someone missing training camp and showing up and getting all the glory?
Well, I mean, when we make roster cut downs, sometimes there's guys that we pick up that you don't really, you know, they weren't part of the team, and they just become part of the team. You know, so kind of the same deal. Whether they went through training camp or not, I don't know. But it's kind of that same mentality. When the guy comes in or during the season, you know, someone gets hurt, you bring a guy in, you know, he's not looked at in a bad way. It's just said, well, this is what's happened, and we welcome him into the locker room, and I imagine that's probably what they'll do up there.
But once you see this, maybe he's getting special treatment because, you know, you just kind of let you don't have to show
That's totally your, I mean, that's, who knows?
Okay, would you feel that way, or would you just say, yeah, hey, you can help the team, whatever, it's fine?
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. It's total speculation on my part, so yeah. It doesn't really warrant an answer.
Okay. Switching, Jess, how did you think you played Saturday night? What was your first impression of your game?
I only had 12 reps, you know, so it was pretty quick. But it was, you know, did some good things and planted Quinn once and tried to get there a couple other times, rushed a couple times. And, it was a good starting point.
Coverage? How did that work for you?
I only dropped really a couple times. Yeah. You know what I mean? One time we had a route that I hadn't seen before and got that cleaned up. And hopefully this...
Was that third and short, that conversion?
No, it was first third down. Okay. We had a coverage that or a route we hadn't seen before. But hopefully this week, get a chance to drop some more. The Bills are running no huddle, you know, so... it should be good.
That's
right. Yep.
From one game to the next, what kind of things do you see, the kind of broad strokes that you've got that you're working on in this week to kind of take the next step? Talking to Dom Cavey, you said, well, you're never where you want to be.
Yeah.
But you're taking steps.
Well, I think we played the run pretty well last week, minus that reverse. I think we took the ball away extremely well, which is the most critical factor in football. I think the pass coverage was something that we, I'm not sure, I think we were over 50% wins, but we want to get that a little higher. And with some of the new coverage combinations that we have, that's always something we're going to keep working on. So, you know, there's always things to build on, and those are the things we focus on this week.
Some of the DBs were really saying how much they really were impressed with the pressure they put on the quarterback, and that's kind of what one of the things the 3-4 kind of does.
Definitely.
Do you feel comfortable in that?
I think the reality is that this defense is predicated on unpredictability and, trying to continue in this previous year's past 3 years' schemes. It was dictating to to the offense based on some of the man bump coverage that we played, getting offenses off the rhythm that way. Now we're getting offenses off the rhythm based on scheme and some unpredictability things. So it's just a different style.
When you finally see it in action in a regular speed type of situation, does that make it easier to after studying it for 6 months, does that make it easier to kind of visualize and see?
Well, I mean, whether it's the game or the practice, it's all reps. And then the more reps you get, the better opportunity to have to be successful.
And your comfort level is kind of just growing as it goes.
Every rep, try to get better.
Now, if, I'm sure you guys talked about this a little before. If you line up in week four and you see number four, they're not going to take it easy, right? You've had a blocker just down from them before, but that doesn't make it.
I mean, the reality is if and when that game happens, you know, it'll be a unique situation.
Very politically, did you go in the box?
Yeah, you know, I
guarantee.
Yep.